At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Let's do the 20th relationships for dating. They specifically are made for people who are into dating, who are in current relationships even. It is surprising to me how even 20-year-old married couples don't know one another this well. So it's not just for dating, not for just new relationships, but for well-established ones. You can sit with your spouse and take this, for example, and you'll find out how much you do not know about the person rather than how much you think you know. See, we all work from a specific ascendant, from a specific chart, yes? All that means is we have a specific fixed point of view we develop through life. For dating and relationships, it is important, so far as I'm concerned, to connect on an emotional level first. Relationship is not just about getting in bed together. It is about a long-term emotional connection, bonding, development, growth, and so on, as we know. A mature one, at least. So the description is here. This Excel sheet is a simple Excel sheet where you fill in the yes answers, preferably to one option only, maximum going into two. Don't do more than two because the results will get confusing then. And this dating emotional profile is based on the previous emotional profile which I have given Excel worksheet. You have to do that first because it counts on those basic emotional parameters. Okay. It counts on input, empathy, it counts on self-awareness, it counts on how well you take care of your emotional awareness and so on. So this is an Excel sheet which is slightly more complicated, but everyday questions, like you can see here, how do you approach meeting new people? You should take this sitting with your partner, whoever your boyfriend, girlfriend is, or husband or wife is. Then it gets interesting. Because then you know how they behave. Even if you think you know them, ask for their preference. Don't make up your mind about what you know about your partner. We humans commonly tend to think just because we have stayed with a person for a number of years, this is how they are, without allowing for this is what could be or what does a person really is. That's a big mistake. That's how relationships go stale, for example. So this emotional profile is based on the Myers-Briggs model, as you can see. It is going towards Myers-Briggs in this pie chart: extroversion, introversion, sensing, intuition, thinking, feeling, judging, and perceiving. So to understand this basic one, I had to go back and sort of make the previous one, the basic Myers-Briggs model. That's a generic set of questions. This one is specifically made for relationships, and I'm going to go more in relationships in the next two worksheets as well. Why? Because we are having all these young people running around, not knowing what they are looking for in a person, getting carried away by too much of misinformation on social media, by all kinds of gurus, coaches, life coaches, blah, 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 without getting into the simple format of how things are being perceived emotionally by the other person. So in this one, we are tending to focus dominantly on the emotional profile only. So the questions are all geared towards making and determining your emotional outlook, if you will, for a neutral word. So outlook means inherently there is nothing good or bad. I think there are about 40 or 50 questions. I've taken a long set of questions here. Okay, this is a lot. Take your time to do this. It'll help you determine how a person, your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend handles the emotion in different circumstances. How do you comfort a family member who is upset? As a sample there. The 46 question. There are about 50 questions. Okay. How do you comfort a family member who is upset? By being there for them and listening to their concerns? By providing a quiet, supportive presence? By addressing their practical needs and offering help? By helping them see their potential future improvements? By offering rational perspective and solutions? By validating their feelings and showing empathy? This is just one. And each one, like you can see, has got six options. So you can select two of them. Here I have put for this test case yes on two counts by providing quiet support and supportive presence. By offering rational perspective and solutions. So this makes a certain combination of certain types which will show up in your pie chart as soon as you finish typing yes in the answer column. Okay. And it will evaluate you on MBTI, but strictly on an emotional profile basis. Emotional outlook, emotional preferences, emotional well-being, how you handle, work with, address your own emotional status when in different circumstances of life. You need to know this if you're dating a person. Otherwise, how do you know the person, how he or she reacts? Yes, be it even spouse, whoever it is. And the funny thing which you might encounter on the way on this journey would be that this Myers-Briggs model, commonly you will see this actually, this Myers-Briggs pie chart and this output, final output after you have completed this test, might be very different from the generic one which I've given in the 19th worksheet. That's the generic Myers-Briggs model. This is specifically geared to address your or know your emotional part only. It's like we are trying to study your emotional body here. It's like two people who are involved in intimate partnership are trying to understand what each other's approach is towards emotions. Try to understand it this way. It's more helpful to go in a sort of understanding neutrality rather than trying to judge the other person. Because judging never helps, as we know. You're just labeling things. You're just labeling people. That's not going to help. And when has it helped in humanity, right? That's a ridiculous way to go about things. And then, after you have finished, here this person is INTJ. In the MBTI version, he may be ENTJ. You see what I'm saying? So, the way you read this might be very different to the one in a general MBTI, meaning a person taking a general MBTI test may be different to the one who is taking only on an emotional profile basis. So you might say this is an emotional intelligence test tuned to the Myers-Briggs model. Okay. And here, for understanding, I have put each one of the 16 worksheets where they are compatible with arrows. For example, INTP is compatible here as it's indicated with ENTJ and ENTP. The ones in the same line. Sometimes it's cross lines like this. Sometimes it is down and sometimes it is across as well. The mediator is compatible with the council. See that? And all the habits and everything is just the same. So you can go through these 16 sheets after you have done and see if this matches. 9 times out of 10, it will match. For the ENFJ, the protagonist, you'll be compatible with the mediator as well as with the explorer. Now you can see the romantic inclination, the hobbies, the dining preferences, the travel habits, the intimacy aspects, the expectations from the partner, so important. And we'll get to that. Compatibility, I've done a separate one because compatibility is of a different kind. You will see in the kind of questions how these things differ. It's all in the kind of questions, kind of circumstances, kind of life situations, all this becomes more refined. We humans are very different in different circumstances. Each one of us is a highly complex, multi-layered, multi-dimensional creature walking around, yes? So in this context, it is these sheets that I have put, 16 sheets, because there are 16 types of Myers-Briggs model archetype, so to speak. And each one is compatible with a different kind. And so if you are an ENFJ in this, for example, you can see your romantic hobbies, dining, travel habits, intimacy, expectations from partner, home life, friendships. You can see how it is compatible with this one, who is the mediator above. Or you can see it how it is compatible with the explorer type. ENFJ romance, for example, is warm, supportive. They value harmony and mutual growth. But this person is compatible with an adventurer, ISFP, whose gentle, caring value authenticity and emotional depth. So it's not exactly same. This is the kind of illusion that we propagate. It's not in the sameness of things. It's in the difference, but yet complementing. One complements the other. People being in some relationships can understand this value. If you're a young person, go ahead, take this test, download in the description box, and we shall explore this dating and relationships thing more. I mean, we can never get enough of it, but it's best to start from this. It's a known model, you can research this more, but this can be a very, very good starting point, because these questions, these 50 questions in this line, are geared towards understanding your emotional body from the Myers-Briggs model perspective. Right? That sums it up. I will see you in the next. Next two also we shall address relationships, because it's so important to get things, sort of getting your ducks in the row so far as your own preference is concerned and your partner's preference is concerned. All right? Take care. Be safe.